Now, if you're a Vodafone customer phoning home from abroad this summer, it could be a lot cheaper than before. I just got a bill. I was spent some time abroad recently, and
did it feel cheaper?
No.
Are you with Vodafone?
No, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I looked at it. I went, oh my goodness. Yeah. What's going on?
Where did you go?
Paris.
Oh, okay. Well, that could all change from June because these new rules will come into effect in June, and it will mean the cost of making calls from abroad on your mobile will come down. Now, that's already happening because the European Commission forced mobile operators to reduce their so-called roaming charges. But Vodafone's going a step further because it's going to abolish the extra cost of calling from abroad altogether. It's a temporary offer, starts next month. It lasts for 3 months. Ian Shepherd, Vodafone's UK director, told us how it will work.
We already have a tariff called Vodafone Passport. What that lets you do is take your UK tariff and use it overseas from a whole range of countries. Normally, Vodafone Passport charges a setup fee for each call that you make or receive. And what we're doing for 3 months from the 1st of June is we're basically waiving that charge.
Now, Eddie Murphy's telecoms analyst at Priory Consulting, able to join us now. Morning, Eddie.
Good morning.
Now, as you heard from Nikki, and I have to say, a lot of our listeners who texted in this morning are saying it costs an arm and a leg still when you use your phone overseas. Is this just going to be a gimmick, or will it be a real saver?
Well, this, on the face of it, looks like it's going to be a real saver for the period of the trial that Vodafone has announced.
Now, tell us how this differs from what the Commission was saying mobile operators need to do.
Well, the Commission has been mandating the mobile operators to reduce the charges they make for international roaming. Vodafone seems to have gone one step further here and abolished all roaming charges so that a customer who signed up to their passport package can actually make calls at the same price as they would if they were at home.
What's in it for Vodafone then? Because presumably they will lose revenue, but will the gain in terms of customers outweigh that?
I think that's probably where why they're approaching this in the way that they are. The cost of acquiring new customers in a saturated market is very high. If you think about it, whenever you change mobile operator, they've got to give you a new phone and all sorts of splendid deals to attract you away from your existing operator. If by offering a deal whereby somebody can actually use their phone at a reasonable rate while they're abroad, they could actually acquire a lot of additional customers through that at a relatively low cost. So it's quite a smart move by Vodafone.
Do you think, though, Vodafone and its rivals would have made these changes at all if the European Commission hadn't sort of forced their hand to a degree?
I think a lot of publicity has been brought on roaming charges by the action of the European Commission, and it was starting to really impinge on people the cost of using their mobiles abroad.
Now, I've got to ask you as well about this other story about Vodafone, because it's interesting. The O2's exclusive deal with Apple comes to an end in the summer. Now, some are saying out there that O2 may not get the deal again in the summer. It might go to Vodafone, or perhaps it may no longer be exclusive at all. What do you think?
Yes, I mean, the contract that O2 has with Apple is due to run out in the summer. What happens after that is down to contractual negotiations between Apple and other operators. Now, it may be that O2 will retain it, it may be that it will go to a single other operator, or they might open it up to all operators. I don't have privileged information on those negotiations, but it would be interesting to see what happens.
Also, Ed, we've got to ask you about BT, that the big telecom story today, worse than expected news, 15,000 more jobs going. What was your reaction to all of that?
Well, it's obviously a reaction to the downturn, but there's a long-term downward trend in BT employee numbers. They're actually amalgamating a lot of different networks into a single network they call the 21st Century Network. That's using internet technology to carry all of their traffic rather than maintaining a lot of different networks. That's going to save them an awful lot of money in terms of cost, and a lot of that cost is people. So I think it's part of a long-term trend we'll see in BT.
And in terms of the global services arm, which seems to be one of the problem areas, what do you think will happen with that? Because the head of BT says it is a viable business, and yet it's just hemorrhaging lots of money at the moment.
Well, it's been badly affected by the worst recession that anybody can remember. So it's bound to be adversely affected by that. I think the long term of global services is probably that it is a viable business. But even the most viable of businesses are finding times difficult at the moment.
All right. Eddie Murphy, thank you very much from Priory Consulting. Just to say that BT